Sarasota orders rules for condo hotels as St. Armand's watches. The most consequential sentence spoken at the July 20th Sarasota City Commission meeting was not a promise or a warning. It was an answer to a hypothetical. Mayor Debbie Trice's board had reached new business item 12.3, an unassuming agenda entry, asking commissioners to, quote, to consider defining the use and creating standards for condo hotel and apartment hotel developments. Vice Mayor Kathy Kelly Ulrich asked Planning General Manager Ryan Chapdelain the question every good policymaker asks. If we do nothing, what does the code allow? It allows, because the code does not regulate hotel density, today you could go and theoretically build as many of these condo hotels you like, Chapdelain answered. The code today in the downtown does not regulate hotel density. In other words, a developer who builds condominiums downtown is capped at 50 units per acre unless the project buys its way higher through the city's attainable housing bonus. A developer who builds the same units, with the same full kitchens, and the same 1-3 bedroom floor plans, but calls the building a hotel and allows the units to rent for less than a week, faces no density limit at all. That is the loophole the commission voted, by unanimous consensus, to close. And while the fight is centered downtown, its shockwaves run straight across the Ringling Bridge to St. Armand's Circle, where the same definitional fault line, the blurry boundary between a home and a hotel room, sits at the heart of the most watched redevelopment on the Key, the return of the shore. What exactly is a condo hotel? Sarasota zoning code has never heard of one. The code defines a hotel or motel as a building with 6 or more guest rooms designed primarily for sleeping accommodations rented on a daily or weekly basis, with customary services such as linen and maid service. Separately, Section 2304 of the code draws a bright line. Any lodging where tenancy is arranged for 1 week or less is transient lodging and may be classified as a hotel or motel use. What the code never contemplated is the hybrid now arriving in Sarasota. Buildings of individually owned condominium units, complete with full kitchens and residential floor plans, wrapped in centralized management, hotel amenities, and a rental program that lets owners lease their units for stays shorter than a week. As Chief Planner Brianna Dobbs told commissioners, these projects, quote, may function as a hybrid of residential and transient lodging, and because the code does not define them, staff has been classifying them as hotels. The consequence, spelled out in the Planning Department's own agenda materials, is that developments with residential characteristics can exceed the base residential density without participating in any of the city's density bonus programs, the very programs that extract attainable housing and public benefits in exchange for extra units. Two projects forced the question. This is not an abstract exercise. Two projects working through the city's development review pipeline were named from the podium. The first is Saravella, the 18-story, 282 condominium tower planned by Chicago-based GSP Development for a full city block of North Tamiami Trail between 4th and 5th Streets. Saravella's signature selling point is a professionally managed rental program with a 3-day minimum stay, marketed to buyers as rare flexibility for owners and investors. On July 8th, the project won the Planning Board's approval of design adjustments it had sought, with the development team still owing responses to staff's technical comments. But that milestone came only after Development Services Director Lucia Panica ruled in March that offering transient lodging constituted a substantial nonconformance with the ordinance vacating an alley on the site, meaning the developer would have to restart the entire entitlement process, community workshop and all, to operate as lodging. The second is the Well Sarasota, the former 700... The Well had already received partial development review sign-off as a 66-unit condominium when it returned this spring recast as a condo hotel, with rooms ranging from 374-square-foot singles to 1,096-square-foot one-bedroom suites. The site's arithmetic explains why. At 1.1 acres in the downtown Edge District, the property's by-right residential density is 27 units. As a hotel, there is no ceiling. What exactly is the city approving? Two downtown residents rose to speak and both told the commission the stakes were larger than a definition. David Loff, a Rosemary District resident, who said he has been writing to planning staff about the issue for 7 months, called it a potentially very big deal, and posed the question underneath all of it. What exactly is the city approving, and how will these projects be allowed to operate? He ticked through the moving parts, zoning definitions, short-term rental rules, bonus densities, property tax treatment, and raised a scenario that reaches beyond new construction. What happens if an existing condominium building wants to move toward rentals of a week or less? And does that trigger a new approval process? He pointed to Miami, where a condominium building overtaken by short-term rentals had been described in press accounts as an animal house. His plea, do the research first. There is a lot to understand, he said, urging the commission not to rush new regulations before grasping what other cities have learned. Sandra Young, a downtown resident and board member of the Downtown Sarasota Condominium Association, named Saravella and the Well directly and asked for three things. Clear definitions from the start, consistent review that applies the right parking, traffic and operational standards based on how a project will actually operate, and standards in place before additional projects are put the standards in place before additional projects are approved, she said, creating certainty that supports responsible investment while protecting Sarasota's unique character. The commission's answer, expedite. The commissioners needed little convincing. Ulrich said it would be wise not merely to direct staff to research the issue and prepare zoning text amendments, but to ask you to expedite it, a word she returned to twice before the item closed. Commissioner Liz Alpert agreed. We have two in the works, and I suspect there's going to be more. Alpert also offered the discussions one note of genuine openness to the model, observing that some downtown towers are seasonal or are empty half the time, and wondering aloud whether this could be a good use of such buildings. I don't know, she said, calling for a look at how other cities handle it. Commissioner Jen Ahern Koch asked that staff work with the community throughout. Mayor Trice raised a concern that has received less attention than density, the buyer. A single floor of a condominium tower, she observed, is the equivalent of a street of single-family homes, and Sarasota already knows what happens when vacation rentals proliferate on a street. You just bought a condo on that floor, she said, describing the risk to a purchaser who wants to live in the building, but everybody around you is going to be thinking they are living in a hotel. Whatever the city writes, she said, must take potential residents into consideration, not just developers and investors. No motion was necessary. The consensus was unanimous, and staff left with direction to move quickly. One more thing did not change, and its permanence matters as much as anything that did. Chapdelaine stressed on the record that there has been no discussion and no motion to modify the 7-day, 7-night threshold in the transient lodging definition. Under a week is still a hotel stay in the eyes of Sarasota's code. That line held. Why St. Armand's is a different universe. Here is where the story turns toward the barrier islands, and where the geometry of the loophole inverts. The downtown problem exists because hotel density there is unregulated, making the hotel label a prize worth chasing. St. Armand's Circle operates under the opposite regime. The four commercial quadrants of the circle make up the city's only commercial tourist zone district, and in that district, hotels are not a permitted use at all. Residential development is allowed only within mixed-use projects, capped at 13 units per acre, under a 35-foot height limit that residents have defended for decades. On the circle, in other words, the hotel label is not a jackpot. It is a prohibition. A developer downtown wants to be called a hotel. A developer on St. Armand's cannot afford to be. The only viable play in the commercial tourist district is the mirror image of the downtown gambit. Call the product residential and hope to operate it as lodging later. Which brings the conversation, inevitably, to the corner of Boulevard of the Presidents and Madison Drive. The shore's third floor and the same fault line. 5 days before the commission took up condo hotels citywide, the city's Development Review Committee took up Application 26-SP-11, the redevelopment of the storm-gutted buildings at 24 and 28 N Boulevard of the Presidents, where Shore Restaurant is meant to rise again. The project by Kaufman Shore Properties, with restaurateur Tom Leonard as its public face, proposes a cafe and retail on the first floor, the restaurant on the second, and on a new third floor, space the site plan labels residential. That label is precisely what city planners questioned. The submitted floor plan separated the third floor rooms with dedicated outdoor entrances and carried labels such as suite, suggesting transient occupancy. The code's test for a dwelling unit is unsentimental. Complete internal access to all rooms and one primary kitchen. At the July 15th hearing, the applicant's consultants committed on the record to redraw the plan as a single dwelling unit. Leonard has never hidden the larger ambition. The project was announced with the third floor described as luxury residential space that could evolve into a boutique hotel, at one point specified as 8 rooms, pending city approval. He has said publicly that he intends to pursue a future change to the commercial tourist district to permit short-term rental or hotel use. The zoning math shows why the plan shrank from 8 units to 1. At 13 units per acre, the 0.33-acre site supports roughly 4 residential units by right. 8 was never achievable as residential density. 1 unit, 1 kitchen, is what the code allows without changing the code itself. And this is where the July 20th decision reaches the circle. Every tool the commission just ordered staff to build, definitions of condo hotels and apartment hotels, operational standards, addressing centralized management, rental programs and minimum stays, will be citywide code text. The reaffirmed 7-day rule already means that the moment any third-floor residence on the circle rents for less than a week, it converts, as a matter of law, into a hotel use that cannot exist in the commercial tourist district. Sharper definitions will only make that boundary easier for staff to police. The double edge, a new use category, is also a new doorway. There is, however, a second edge to this sword, and Circle residents have seen its shape before. Once the city defines condo hotel as a named use in the zoning code, it must then decide, district by district, where that use is permitted. That decision creates a fresh procedural doorway for an old campaign. From 2020 through 2022, the St. Armand's Business Improvement District pursued zoning and comprehensive plan changes to allow hotels on the circle, first at a 45-foot height, later, under a Vision 2026 proposal contemplating hotel density of 150 units per acre. The effort collided with fierce opposition from Circle residents and from Longboat Key officials who warned of gridlock at the island's choke point, and it died in November 2022 when the City Commission rejected the BID's request for a zoning text amendment study. A newly minted condo hotel use category could revive that fight through a different door. Residents Association President Chris Goglia framed the precedent risk months ago in the context of the Shore proposal. Once zoning changes are made for one property, they apply to all properties. The question he posed then applies with equal force now. Is that what the community wants for the future of St. Armand's? The tenor of the July 20th discussion suggests this commission is in guardrail mode, not expansion mode. Every commissioner who spoke framed the effort as closing a gap, not opening a market. But the document that will answer the question definitively is the draft zoning text amendment itself, and specifically its table of districts where the new use would or would not be permitted. Whether the letters CT appear anywhere in that table is the single detail Circle residents should watch for. What comes next? Staff now begins the research the commission ordered on an expedited track, examining how cities such as Miami, Orlando, and Las Vegas, where the condo hotel model is established, regulate the hybrid. The item had not resurfaced by the commission's August 3rd meeting, an indication the staff work is still underway. Ahern Koch's direction ensures community workshops along the way, followed by the standard gauntlet: development review, planning board public hearing, and city commission adoption hearings. In the meantime, the two projects that force the question keep moving. Saravella advances with its 3-day rental program still on the table, and Panica's restart ruling still hanging over any formal shift to lodging. The Well returns to development review as a condo hotel in a district whose residential ceiling it would otherwise exceed several times over. And on the Circle, the Shore will resubmit its site plan with a third floor redrawn as a single home, its owner's larger hopes waiting on a zoning change that, after July 20th, will be written under the brightest spotlight Sarasota has yet trained on the question of what, exactly, a hotel is. Downtown, the missing definitions were a loophole. On St. Armand's, the existing ones are a wall. The city has now set out to fix the first. The enduring question for the barrier islands is whether, in the writing, it reinforces the second, or quietly installs a gate.